WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, we're very happy to have in back in the studio is James and Sam Wilson of Sons of Bill. Morning, guys.
Hey, Ted.
Good morning, Ted.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Well, so you guys have a brand new album coming out, One Town Away. Who produced it? Where did you get it recorded?
We got to, actually, the guy who produced it, we recorded it out in California with one of our favorite producers of all time, Jim Scott, who did so many of our favorite records, you know, Whiskey Town, Stranger's Almanac, and Tom Petty's Wildflowers, and so it was a real honor to get to record this record with him.
He sounds like the kind of guy that's perfect for your sound as well, you know, like Tom Petty's Wildflowers album is one of his more stripped-down albums, Whiskey Town is right up your alley and stuff like that. What did he bring to the table, Sam?
Well, what he did was he made us play just more like a band instead of just like five guys trying to play like studio musician parts. Like, he really made us play like a band, and he stripped everything down. Like, he just made us, like, the first thing he said to us was, stop trying to play pro, because there's always going to be someone that can do pro better than you. Let's just play like a band. So he just really kind of stripped everything down and just made us play like a rock, you know, just an old rock and roll band.
Did you feel that everything congealed a little bit more as a group from that process?
Yeah, we did. I mean, some songs were just first takers where we kept the vocals, we kept the solos. I mean, it was just what you're hearing is the live take for all intents and purposes. And then some songs we really had to build from the ground up where we had to do a lot more layering, a lot more studio type stuff.
Now, was this the kind of process, because it's a little bit more slick going out there, where you had to have like all the ducks in a row, all the songs pretty much formalized in your heads and, you know, on paper and stuff like that, so that when you brought it to the studio, you weren't wasting a lot of his time? Or was he involved in the process even on building the songs up?
Well, we had done pre-production, so he had all the songs on disc, but I think the most important thing that he brought was just he had this old school outlook where, like, recording to analog, where when you're recording to analog, you're going for a live take, and so there's a lot of pressure on each take, whereas a lot of the Pro Tools kind of producers, they don't really care. They can fix it in the mix. They can chop you up. But he was like, I'm not gonna fix your stuff.
No.
You're going to nail it. I'm not going to tune you. I'm not going to edit it. You're going to get it right. So there was like a lot of pressure on getting the live take, which was great.
Well, we've been playing these songs for a while, too. The songs that I think turned out the best were the ones that we kind of learned in the studio, whereas we'd been playing these songs for so long because we were waiting for the right moment to record this record. You know, it would have been great if we could record. We were almost ready to record this probably 2 years ago, but it just took that much time to save up the money and find the right producer. And Jim was kind of on the list from day one. So the way it worked out was kind of storybook.
That's awesome. Now, how long did it take start to finish once you got out there?
8 days?
That was more. Days? I think it was more like 10 or 11 days.
That's not too bad. That's
It was like, because we went out there for one day just to kind of test run to see if it worked, and he really liked it. He's like, why aren't you guys out here for more? I'm like, well, we thought you just wanted to, we didn't know if you'd want to work with us. He's like, let's do it. So we had two more trips out there, and probably 10 days. I guess some of those days were mixing days, though.
Yeah.
It's James and Sam Wilson of Sons of Bill in the studio. The CD One Town Away will have a big CD release party this Friday night at the Paramount Theater. You guys want to play a song?
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right. What are we going to hear?
This is the... you want to do Joey's Arm?
Yeah.
This is the first track off the record. It's a song, song called Joey's Arm.
Sounds Bill on NRN.
Sound of broken glass and coming down.
myself ain't gonna rise again, but we're holding out for Jesus, or so they say on AM radio. When you don't fit in at church or bars, you bite your lip and hide the scars, and then you pass the freeway out of town for broken glass and coming down. When the dirt underneath, the methadone and concrete has gotta be more than dust and bone. South ain't gonna rise again, but we're holding out for Jesus, or so they say on AM radio. Hey, won't someone turn on AM radio? As he waits for rain, says it reminds him of his wedding day.
James and Sam Wilson of Sons of Bill live in the studio with the track Joey's Arms. They're playing Friday night, tomorrow night, at the Paramount Theater. Opener is Jim Wave and the New Evil Receives. It's their big CD release, part of the new album One Town Away. Now, welcome back, guys. Actually, you were just at a big little barbecue down in Tennessee called Bonnaroo. How'd it go? Yeah.
It was great. Yeah? You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a great opportunity for young bands to be on the same bill as your heroes and legends like that. And so, I mean, it was just a great time. We were there for the whole weekend, not just our show, and it was just a great time.
So you got the show on tomorrow night at the Paramount. Are you doing a full-fledged tour after this? Are you hitting the road? What's going on?
Well, we have some shows. We're playing in Atlanta, Raleigh, and Richmond.
We're doing CD release parties there.
Yeah, CD release parties. Basically, the record comes out this Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, we're going to release it tomorrow, the pre-release at the show, but then the official release is on Tuesday. And then we're doing a bunch of kind of small little runs, and then in September and October, we're going to be out for probably a whole month, it looks like. We're still working on that, but we're going to play the Austin City Limits Festival.
Really?
So, yeah, we're booking a tour out, and we're trying to book some more shows with Reckless Kelly, our buddies out there. Great band. And yeah, so we're just going to try to promote this as much as we can, get it out there.
It's surprising that you guys have the time. I see the two of you pretty much nonstop with different acts around town constantly. I'll be walking like down the downtown mall, or I'll be walking around Main Street, and I'll see, Sam, you playing with anybody. I see it in Enoteca all the time. I mean, do you guys ever stop with the music? Do you ever just sit back, relax, and crack up on a cold one, or do whatever you do
lots
and enjoy the day? Lots of coffee.
Well, lots of cold ones, too.
But it's pretty much a nonstop machine with you, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's you've really got to... I mean, we're an independent band, you know? Yeah. We wanted to release this record independently and make it on our own terms. And so when you don't have the kind of... you know, financial machinery like a record label, it's like you gotta spin it yourself, you know, and make it happen for yourself. So you gotta have a really hard work ethic.
Well, let's say that tomorrow, you know, big record company X comes in and says, we want to sign you guys, we want to do a tour, we want to get this album out to the masses and everything like that. Are you willing to succumb to the puppet strings just for the support and, you know, the mass appeal? Or do you want to keep things the way they are?
I mean, we've had label opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
It's just we just couldn't really figure out what they do for bands nowadays.
Yeah.
Except be a big credit card to, you know, get catering. I don't know what the labels do.
Yeah,
but we could... You know, I mean, we'll see what the future holds as far as the third record, but right now we're interested in building a career,
yeah,
and not being a flash in the pan, and so we're just kind of following in line of our, you know, the hardworking bands like the Drive By Truckers that you know worked hard and did their time and built a career, you know, and so they're going to be around forever now, even though it took them a long time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we're not, if we do sign to a label, we want it to become more on our own terms right now instead of just, like James said, being in debt. And we're just not, we don't have any delusions that we're like a hype band that's just going to like hit it big. You know, we're going to really appeal to some people, and just some people, it's just not going to be their thing. And we're cool with that. But we just want to, you know, we want to really just build it kind of grassroots, just like, yeah, like a lot of, I mean, Dave Matthews, you know,
yeah,
that's a perfect example. We're kind of following his path a little bit, and yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said to it, and I mean, this day of the digital download and everything else, there are too many acts that are just get to the limelight too quickly, and they haven't cut their teeth, and you can tell it in the music. You know, you can say that, oh, well, you know, this new album has one or two good songs on it, mm-hmm, if that, and the rest of it's crap. Well, the fact that, you know, there's bands like you out there that are still cutting their teeth, going out on the road, polishing their songs, making their music real, and giving the audience something that's tangible and can carry with them for the rest of their lives, that's awesome. That's the best thing in the world.
You know, one thing we noticed, too, is that at Bonnaroo, you know, there was a lot of times, a lot of the greats, people knew every single song and were singing along. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, kids in high school. And then there were all these bands that you hear, I'm not going to mention any names, but you just hear so much about them, and the shows were packed, but nobody knew any of the lyrics.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just, like, the cool thing to do.
Well, let's hear some more real. What are we going to hear this time out, gentlemen?
This is a song that Sam wrote. It's on the new record.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my kid? It's called In the Morning.
In the Morning. Sons of Bill on WNRN.
I think WNRN's been spinning this. Yeah. Close enough.
I'm seeking, and I don't really know. In the morning, I just feel the night before. In the evening, I find nothing but some pills upon the floor. With my angel, she just turns and walks back in. She's begging me to fall asleep. Your friends believe me when I say I've been running around in circles, thinking mountains are just buildings built pre-World War 24. Solemn madness builds into a bit of fire on the brink of burning down the buildings that we put upon the floor. In the morning, I just feel the night before. In the evening, I find nothing but some pills upon the floor. outside my door, they come back in. Just begging me to fall asleep again. Road speeding, music loud, my ears are bleeding. Dust just moves, it comes in circles, spinning around my eyes. I take the time and start rebuilding. A fractured mind won't stop this feeling, 'cause I know that there's someone who is waiting for me. And in the morning I just feel the night. In the evening I find nothing but some pills upon the floor. Demons wait outside my door, they come back in. For another night, another night.
Was just straight up lovely. Sons of Bill, WNRN, live in the studio. Sam, that song also appears on your solo CD, correct?
Yeah, that's the first track, and that was another one James kind of took to. That's, I just write songs, and if James takes them, then they make it into Sons of Bill. that's on. It's actually very different on the Sons of Bill record. You do it kind of more country. Greg Lease, another one of our heroes, played on the record. He plays some steel guitar, some lap steel, and it's just kind of, you know, the more country version, I guess.
I gotta ask, now, on the outside looking in, with the sibling dynamic, such as it is, it seems that there's one part that wants to bring the country western feel into Sons of Bill, and the other part that wants to be more of an alternative rootsy side of things to the dynamic. How does that blend, and how often is there strife or something with the songwriting and the sound that is the group?
Wow, that's a really good question. you know, one of the things that happened was I got really away from kind of roots music, and I studied classical and got really into jazz and indie rock and all this other stuff. And right around the time I started getting really back into country, it was really coincidental that James had started to write a lot of songs. So there was this kind of this molding together where our songs started working together. Uh-huh. And I was really loved James's songs, and there was a couple of songs that worked. And It's really been less of a conscious decision, and just more of what we listen to is just country and rock and roll. So yeah, they managed to both fit their way into our songs. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, Sam, it does. Yeah, no, it does.
And I think in a lot of ways we like the same genres, but we find ourselves falling on different sides of the fence. You know,
yeah.
It's like when Uncle Tupelo split; like he fell on the Wilco side, I fell on the Sunvolt side. You
yeah,
know? And like we both like love. You know, I like Iron Maiden; he likes Megadeth. It's just, you know, or like, you know, Graham Parsons. You know, it's like you got me into Graham Parsons, so it's I think that's a lot of the dynamic.
Well, I think it's very, very cool, the fact that both of you have your own, you know, views of music, and that you share it. You know, you're just not like, this is mine, you can't have it. You're just like, dude, check this out, this is kind of cool, listen to this, tell me what you think of it, and it grows from there.
Yeah,
let's do one last track, and then don't forget, tomorrow night, Paramount Theater, Sons of Bill with Jim Wave and Young Divorcees.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
We in A?
Yep.
Neighborhood A. Three, go.
just to kill some time. And I'm so sick of it all, just staring at the ceiling, getting the feeling like smashing my radio up against the wall. Don't wanna hear another love song. The voices in my head are singing along, telling me to be the next ex lover.
Sons of Bill on WNRN. James and Sam Wilson, thank you so much for coming by the studio this morning.
That
hanging
was fun.
Out.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, thank you. The new CD, One Town Away, officially comes out on Tuesday, but go to the CD release party tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. They'll be there handing out the CDs. And also, you can purchase it there and check out Jim Wave and the Young Divorcees as well for the show. And guys, I got to tell you, keep that artistic integrity. No matter what the road tells you to do, keep it. Because hey, it's all about musical integrity, trust me.
First sign of money, I'm selling out. No.
We sold out a long time ago. There's just nobody buying right now. So.
Yeah, I tried selling out. Didn't work for me.
Thank you so much.
All right, here's Beck on NRN.